What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello. This is Jeremy.
No, I'm kidding.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, sorry, sir. I'm going to release the Kraken on your ass this episode. You know what I'm saying? We're going to release the Kraken. We're going to get a Kraken up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in Pennsylvania?
Not a damn thing. It's about to lock down everything again. Fuck my life, brother. All right, so did you guys know that cocaine is now legal in Oregon?
Yes.
But plastic straws that you snort them with, those aren't.
You get to buy the stainless steel straws.
Liberal
you
logic.
You can shoot
folks.
Heroin,
not in a plastic needle,
but you can't use the plastic needle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a constitutional crisis as the world waits for the election results and America prepares for what might be the next civil war. The Million MAGA March, which drew a couple hundred, according to Politico. We're going to talk about everything that happened that's been going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a full episode. Thank you for joining us to The Salty Show.
Oh my god, I'm dying today.
It's that COVID.
It's the cocaine.
It's the cocaine.
I got the Wuhan.
Okay.
Salty
Show.
.com.
Man, today is not my day, man.
And gentlemen,
what the fuck is going on today?
I don't know, man.
Was it a full moon last night? Are we in? Maybe. Is Mars and Venus and retroactive and all that shit?
Retrograde.
Radioactive. Yeah, something's going on.
I apologize. What the fuck is going on, Jeremy? You're the one that's on point. We can always count on.
Heidi was supposed to be here today, but unfortunately, we had a little animal incident at the house, and she's at the vet with a little kitten. So, hopefully, everything should come out fine. It's just a little
prayers thing. For
what you're saying is.
For what's his name? You guys are calling
Charlotte. Charlotte is the kitten's name. Yeah, it's actually Connor's. Connor's kitten. So.
Oh no! Does Connor know yet? Does he know yet?
I think Heidi called him and
Jesus.
let him.
Oh no!
I wonder if that cat's ever going to do that again.
I hope probably not. I really hope not. Yeah.
Next time, you're gonna swat the shit out of body.
But talking about getting swatted.
What's his name?
Biden's about to get swatted because he's been crowned the queen, you know, the Miss Universe, and they're about to take away her crown.
So Biden's about to get canceled.
He's about to get canceled. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, constitutional crisis. Today, Sunday, Trump tweeted that he's in this for the long haul and he's not conceding. So this is going to go down to a fight. And he's been posting more and more. I mean, I'm telling you, every single post that he's bringing out right now, it has to do with the fraud that the Democrats and the left are trying to, bring onto the American people. Now, I have a question for you guys. So this episode, we're going to do it a little bit potpourri. I didn't have any time to prepare. I was hanging out with friends last night, and I might have gone a little hard. So my apologies for that.
You may have had a little good time.
I had a good time. So, but I have a question. How does Biden? Because this, and again, as the weeks are going by after the election, you're starting to see certain anomalies that, you know, can't be explained. Well, can be explained, right? And the explanation is that this, you know, they're trying to usurp the will of the American people by, you know, putting Biden in there when he shouldn't be. Because I believe now more and more that Trump won by a landslide. There were millions of votes that were taken away from Trump. And we're gonna talk about the Dominion software and everything that's been happening. But one interesting thing, and my question, how does Biden get less votes in Chicago and New York than Obama, right? When Obama ran on his second term, I think both terms, Biden got less votes in Chicago and New York. You would think this is, you know, the liberals' mecca, you know, this is where they would get all their votes. And yet he got less votes, right, than Obama, and somehow he gets more votes than Trump in the Midwest. This is, you know, than Obama did.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, dude. And well, so, yeah. Right. Go ahead.
It's all the numbers game, right? Once you reach a certain saturation point, right, all you need is 51% to win.
Right.
So once you hit 60%, you don't need to worry about that anymore.
What right? I'm saying, Joe Biden Jeremy, is not wait, the most. Joe
Jeremy, what I'm saying is this, though, is that what this shows, if we were to believe these results, is that Joe Biden is more popular in the Midwest.
No, right. No. I get what you're saying. But yeah. As far as why he didn't get as many votes in Chicago and New York is because basically he got enough no matter what.
You still have to count them.
He's going
to.
Yeah, I would hope so. But apparently they don't do that. They count to the point to where, all right, well, it's 60% Biden. We're not going to count the rest of these because we know he won. Right.
No, they still have to count for the local election. Yeah. They have to count every ballot.
Yeah.
It's just that the media will call it.
Yep.
They'll call it on the TV, say Biden won Illinois because they can look and say, oh, 60% of the results in from Chicago, from Cook County.
Yeah.
And that's the largest county. So as long as he gets that.
Right. You guys are basically saying my point.
No, but the overall talk, Biden got 70. I think he's at 78 million now or close to it. 77 million votes.
Right. But it's more than what Trump had.
It's more than what Trump had. But Joe Biden is the most popular president in all of American history.
Of all, he's not
over
president.
Obama. So but what I'm saying is president-elect.
He's not the president-elect either.
Exactly.
But they're saying
exactly.
But there's no way you're going to tell me that Joe Biden, the guy that never left his basement, the guy that has no plan,
charisma.
On Orange Man bed, no charisma. The guy is the fucking weekend of Bernie's or the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
There's no way 70-something million people voted for this guy. Yeah. They can't. I'm sorry. They can't. People do not like Joe Biden. They hate Trump. So can you tell me that maybe 60 million people hate Trump and voted for him, 65? Okay, I can buy that. 65 million people hate him. Maybe another 3 million that like Joe Biden. But there's no way 77 million people. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. You can't.
We talked about this last week. This whole election is an embarrassment. It's a national embarrassment. Yeah. We're a bunch of idiots on the world stage right now.
Well,
can't figure
hold on.
Out.
Are we? Look, hold on. But see, now I'm beginning to think that it wasn't necessarily negligence, Jeremy. That right now there is an attempted
fraud.
Coup. Yeah. So because it's fraud, clearly. In my opinion, you're right. Exactly. So they're in based on what we're looking at, and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, all these attorneys who are now coming into this game, they are saying that this looks like real election interference and real collusion, not just among the Democratic Party, but within countries. We're going to talk about, everything that's being uncovered right now. Dude, I'm telling you, this is insanity. Now, but before we go into that, I did want to talk about, the president-elect and the confusion that the media propagates, dude, because now they called Biden.
I want to talk about that too.
So there's a video that I want to show you. This guy actually lays it out very well within 1 minute, and he talks about the process. Yeah, go ahead.
But before we do that, I want to ask you guys a question. So in school, we learned, hopefully we all learned, that basically you have your First Amendment right? Except you can't go into a crowded movie theater and scream fire, right? Because people are going to get hurt.
Clear and present danger.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you can't present clear present danger.
Yeah. All right. So my question is, CNN, NBC, Fox News, all these people, we live in a country that is ready to explode. Mm-hmm. And CNN and MSNBC and Fox News, they're standing in front of the theater screaming fire.
Yes.
In my opinion, this is what they're doing. They are going to get people killed. What are we going to do about that? What are we going to do? They've been telling people for the last week and a half, however long, that Biden is going to be our president, with clearly just completely ignoring everything that is really going on out there. And When do we hold them responsible? When do we say you cannot do this?
Well, so we're going to talk about the mass exodus. It's a segment that I'm calling the mass exodus, and it's happening, dude. People are leaving in droves. But let me show you this video, and this guy again lays out the process and what we're to expect based on what is in the Constitution, and it's pretty genius in my part how he broke this down.
All right, let's clear something up. The Constitution in Article 2 says that Congress gets to appoint the date in which the electors get together to vote for the president and vice president. The election this year will be on December 14, 2020, and Congress has determined that by December 8th, the states have to choose which electors they're sending to have their vote. The states, in order to pick their electors, have to have a general election, count the votes, recount the votes, and have all their court cases settled by December 8th so they can tell Congress and send up their electors. So from November till December, whoever won the most votes is going to be considered the projected president. From December of the election till January 20th, the start of the president's four-year term, he is the president-elect. And it is after January 20th that this person starts their term as president.
I like the way that he broke it down. It's pretty clear. Now, one thing to mention, though, is that there's a lot of layers where this could go wrong. And that's why people are a lot of conservatives are using constitutional crisis, because there's a lot of points here where the Constitution does not address. And maybe it's time that some of this stuff gets addressed, because to add to what he just said, if the election, right, like how it is right now, is disputed, and the states don't send electors, right, because it's still being disputed, and they don't have it in time for December 14th vote, right, because that could happen. The clock would run out. Then Congress gets to vote, right? That can happen, and it's laid out in the Constitution. Now, if that were to happen, right, each state now, the Congress will vote. However, they get one vote. Right. If that were to happen, even though it's a Democrat Congress, most states are Republican and Trump wins.
Yeah.
And so and it's not the current Congress. It's the new Congress that just got elected that would vote on this. So the new Congress gets to elect, and the Republicans right now just increase their numbers. And so.
Yep. So I have a question about that. So referring back to his little chart here,
yep.
They're talking about December. When do the senators and the representatives take office? Is it in January with the president, or is it back?
So Mark Kelly goes in quick, but I think they might let him wait. I don't know when Mark Kelly's going to go, because Arizona has a rule. As soon as you get elected, you can he can go in by the end of the month. That's why they wanted to get Amy Comey Barrett confirmed, because if this would have drugged out past the election.
Some states inject their senators and their representatives sooner than others.
Yes.
So it's kind of based upon the state.
Yeah. So it's based on the state, but I think, maybe now he'll be in there by the end of the month or by the 20th or whatever, I think, because that's what Arizona rule. But the senators they vote on the VP, right? So yes. We still have majority in the House. Right. I mean, in the Senate. So basically, if this thing goes to court, goes to Congress and the Senate, we're going to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. Unless there's a weird freaking coup.
Let me get the senators vote for president.
No,
in the
vice
House?
President. No, it's Congress,
the other way around.
So representatives vote for the president and the senators vote for the VP.
Right.
The split.
Okay. In theory.
Yeah. And so in theory, like Tim said, Trump wins and so does Pence, because right. The Senate votes for Pence, and then the Congress, they're going to vote for Trump, because again, most of the Congress, all the states, one vote, even though they have a majority, right, of representatives, the Democrats, they still lose because they only get one vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. So basically each state sends two senators, but during this process, each state only gets one vote. So it doesn't matter if you have two Democrats
from
one state or two Republicans from one state, they only get the one vote.
Yes.
Exactly. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay. So
this is going to cause if this goes this route,
it's
right. When it goes this route, it's going to cause massive chaos from the Democrats. So this is why. This is why it's very important. If this works out and it goes this route, whether through the Supreme Court, whatever, if Trump maintains presidency going into 2021 for the next 4 years, they need to fix all this voting shit.
They need to fix it no matter what.
And pass laws that say you can't abolish the Electoral College, things like that, because you can't pack the courts just because you're throwing a hissy fit. They have to protect the Republic in the next 4 years.
Yes.
If Trump maintains, they need to protect the Republic. Yes. If he loses, the Republic's gone because they will destroy it.
Going back to this, the Congress voting, is that official for 4 years, or is that just until the states get their act together?
No, it's official
together?
For 4 years.
It's official. That's it. Yeah. That's the end of the game.
And so there's rumors, there's theories that basically that's what the Trump team is trying to do, which is run the clock. Because if they run the clock and some states are not ready, right, they haven't, because this is going to go get litigated. And that's why I think they gave up in a part of some of the cases in Arizona. They still have some open. I think Tim said that there were. But what they're doing is they're being strategic or methodical in the way that they're going to approach this. So what's going to happen, and this is what most likely may happen, we don't know, but we're making predictions here, is that the clock is going to run out. Right. And because once they show the evidence that they're saying that they have, and if this is true, dude, this is crazy. There is no way that the Supreme Court would allow this election to be verified, especially because of the broad corruption that happened. And it's not just one state. It's not just a region. This is all over. This software is everywhere. We're going to talk about that.
Dominion.
Dominion. So,
and even the.
Wait, let me finish
my point.
Chairman
of the FEC.
Let me finish my point. So what I'm trying to get at is that they're doing this to run the clock. Once they run the clock, then everything tips into the Trump team's favor, because again, like how we just said, how the votes would pan out. So right now, the best thing that they can do is draw uncertainty in the way that this ran. The courts will then rule and say, yes, there is enough evidence to throw this out and not accept this. So the court will say, well, let's go this route, because the Constitution is clear on what the options are if we don't come to a point where we have the electors who are going to be able to vote. So that's the route that I believe the Trump team is going to take. It is this draw uncertainty or doubt into the process, how it happened, and then they can win through this other method. Sorry, Tim, what were you going to say about the FEC?
So the FEC chairman even came out and said, he goes, yeah, this election, it needs to be thrown out. He goes, there is so much evidence of but this is the FEC chairman saying this, but he can only do so much. You know what I mean? But he's like, there's so much evidence.
FEC is
the Federal Elections Committee.
Okay. Yeah.
So the chairman of the FEC basically, he's like, yeah. And I didn't look into see if he's a Trumper or not a Trumper, but I mean, the evidence
is
there.
You don't have to be on either side to see the,
but you know what's ironic? The there's a lot of people on the left that go, there's no evidence of fraud. But these are the same ones that said in 2016 that the election was stolen from them from foreign interference. Now, the same ones that said it was stolen because they didn't use the tools to steal it, or maybe Trump figured out, like, all right, we're going to use this software. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, they're the ones saying that the election was rigged and told everybody for 4 years that they did not accept the results. But now we're supposed to accept the results, saying, oh, it's fair. This was a fair election. With even in California, the judge just ruled against Newsom, saying him mailing out all those ballots was unconstitutional. So all this is coming out saying after the fact, but this is the worst idea. And this is, in my opinion, this is going to set up for, like you said, running out the clock. They're going to win it. Cause a lot of controversy, but you know how they're going to fix the voting? With the blockchain, with the USPS, they're going to do the blockchain voting to where they're going to say, this is the new way we're doing voting. And it's just going to run smooth going forward. Well, to take deals,
I'm unfamiliar with blockchain.
Back in the winter,
2018, I think this has been going, I'm confusing. No, but this has been going on for a while where when they got the patent and all that stuff that's been happening. But I don't want to get into that because that's a whole other conversation. And I kind of want to really back in into everything that's happening. So because let's solve this issue. How do we get solved? We'll cover that on another episode. Let's go back to the uncertainty that's happening because there's a lot of information. Sidney Powell says it's like drinking water from a fire hose because all the information, all the people who are coming out, people who work within the United States Postal Service, people who work in elections, or the polls, exactly. All those people, there's thousands of people that she's saying are coming out and saying that they saw there's evidence that this was, you know. So here's one case that I want to show you guys. And now, if this is true, to me, this is, if this can happen in Wisconsin, they filed the
voters file for it.
Voters file a lawsuit excludes 700.
So this isn't the Trump campaign or the Biden campaign. This is the voters in that state that said this is clearly messed up. We need to fix it.
And so it's 792,000 ballots votes. And again, this is the state that had a record turnout. Remember how they were saying it was what was it? Three times.
Yeah, like a 100 and.
It was like 101%. Yeah, 101%. How does that even happen?
Right. Yeah. So what they're saying is that there's a lot of people on YouTube and Twitter and TikTok and everywhere who are bringing out videos and saying, hey, guys, look, I'm on this computer and I'm just looking up dead people. And here are those people. And here they are registered on the official government site. And it says person died this day, person died that day. And so a lot of people, grassroots, in my opinion, are doing this. They're going through and then they're sending this information to the Trump team. And so this is what, you know, Sidney Powell was talking about. Man, we're getting so much information. And again, folks, this is going to be their strategy. They're going to draw paint this as this election cannot be trusted, so much so that it was widespread and it wasn't just focused in one area. This happened everywhere. And if that's the case, we cannot accept this as official results. This is tainted. And so if they go that route, I believe they're going to win. And so this is what's going to, in my opinion, I'm predicting this is what's going to happen. They're going to run the clock down. Now, if the Supreme Court comes back and says, well, you know what? There is uncertainty, but we can, it's unprecedented, or they can just come out and say, well, this is beyond, the Constitution doesn't even cover this. We're not even going to touch it. I doubt that they will, but that's another route. And then if they do that, then everything dies. Everything is just like, and the states will then, whatever, certify their results. Yep.
Well, they can punt it. They can punt it and say, there is uncertainty, but because, you know, they can punt it and say, this needs to go to Congress.
Right.
The Supreme Court could say we can't rule on this. The only ruling that we could do is that this needs to go to Congress.
And that art or the part where it goes to Congress, that is defined in the Constitution, correct?
Yes.
So that would be the natural, the correct way of doing it.
So it is defined. And so there's been a couple key things. So that's why they're working on these wins, right? So in Pennsylvania, they just ruled that the state Supreme Court went against the Constitution by making up their own rules against state legislature is supposed to make the rules on voting. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court went against that and went rogue. So they said that's unconstitutional. So they're like, oh, that's a big win because now when they take those votes up, you know, when they take this to the Supreme Court, they can go, well, this is what they did. It was already ruled unconstitutional. So now the Supreme Court can say, okay, throw out 600,000-700,000 votes in Pennsylvania, Trump wins. Mm-hmm. But now that same ideology, that same logic goes, oh, let's go look at all these other states. Boom, 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 boom. Now they can start saying, okay, who made these decisions? And they can start looking at that and go, that's how they throw the uncertainty. The problem with the uncertainty again is this will cause again for the foreseeable future, it's going to create another 4 years of not my president.
Yeah.
Okay. Unrest. There's going to be a lot of rioting.
Yeah. No reason to suspect
But unfortunately,
year.
You know what this also brings to light? As much as I understand what conservatives, Trump is doing good things. But unfortunately, you know what people can look at him as? That was a fascist move. That, you know, I understand that the Democrats got caught cheating. So you need, for this to work, you have to prove dominion. You have to prove.
Yep. Yep.
You have to prove the foreign influence. If you can't prove that outside of us looking at numbers and going, oh, that makes sense. But you have to show that that is real. Then you can explain to people saying they fucked with the election, and then both sides can understand.
Yeah,
that.
They.
But if you don't do that,
they have thousands of people that said they saw fraud.
Right.
And you gotta prove it.
Yes.
It's proven.
No, no. You have signed affidavits, but you have evidence. Somebody's saying they saw it. That's great. But now from that, I can go look into it. But if you can't forensically look at a computer and say there was a patch uploaded at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was connected to the internet when it shouldn't have. How did that patch get there? Now you got the smoking gun, which I'm pretty sure they have.
They have it. Right.
You know what I mean? They just they can't.
And of course, CNN and NBC, they're all over this.
So Sidney Powell, part of the Trump defense team, you know, for this elections. And again, I'm going to talk about Lynn Wood, dude. He, the guy who represented Nick Sandman, man, he's also in this. He actually gave a great speech. I'll show you guys this. But she came out and said, because he was being pressed, I forget by who, but it was in Fox News. And she's like, I'm not going to say something that I cannot prove. Right. And the lady was asking, well, what's the evidence? She's like, obviously, I can't, you know, give you that here. Right. Because we're building the case. And so the interviewer says, well, you're running out of time. Right. And this is why I tell you that I think this is what their goal is. Right. Because they're going to run the clock and the states are not going to be able to turn in their results and have their electors. Here's something else that could happen. And I was listening to who was it? I think it was a Hugh Hewitt show. He had a constitutional professor on and or whatever. And they were talking about what could also happen, which is you have the states who certify their election results. Right. And then they send their electors. And then the Congress says, you know, the federal Congress, not the state Congresses, the Congress, Nancy Pelosi and her band of rejects, they then decide that, hey, you know what? We're also going to send our electors, because that's what would happen, right? The Congress sends electors as well. And so this is what another part of the constitutional crisis, why this is titled that way, is because there is no precedent for this happening, but this could happen. Where the federal government says, well, no, we're not going to accept this because it's always obviously fraud. And the states then send their electors, and the federal government says, no, we're not going to accept this. And they send their electors. There is no case. So that could happen. Now, then the Supreme Court would have to rule on which results they're going to accept. And so it would be a showdown between the states and the federal government if it goes down to that. Yep.
Yeah, I'm pretty convinced. You know, I mean, Trump warned everybody from the beginning, well, from June, when everybody was really pushing this mail-in voting and Postalgate happened, where they actually thought he was stealing mailboxes. you know what I mean? But he told everyone, when people go, will you concede if you lose? He goes, in a fair election.
Yeah.
With that statement alone, I've brought it up numerous times on the show. Mm-hmm. That statement alone tells me he knew the game plan. From jump.
Yeah, this is not a new game plan. They've been playing this game for decades.
But he knew, but he already knew what he was going to do.
Right.
He already knew where this was going. This is why he was very quick to make sure that Amy Comey Barrett was confirmed. She is that deciding vote. Hopefully, you know, we don't, you know, we're not putting the chicken before the egg saying, well, she's going to play politics. Hopefully they provide enough evidence so that Kavanaugh, Alito, they can look at this and go, this is fraud. You know what I mean? And we have to throw it out. Not just be like, oh, he just put me in there. You know, they have to present the right evidence still. Right? You can't just say, because she's there, we're going to win. But if it was stayed at a 4-4, Trump loses. Because Justice Roberts would have, you know damn well he would have voted against.
He would have sided with
the Democrats. Because he was playing politics.
Yep.
So they knew the plan. And I feel like they almost knew, like, RBG was... like on our way out, like they like it. Just seemed it, all this seems way too like
this
sliced
is
a, up
this
to
is
where
the crazy thing, dude.
Like,
the way this is playing out again, I always say this, but there's certain things like because let's say Trump comes out winning, right? And you can just look at the whole, and it plays out exactly how you said, Tim, right? Where Coney Barrett is the deciding vote. again, divine providence, because if you remove that puzzle, if we, that piece from this puzzle, it, you know, it doesn't work out. And so maybe, again, like Tim says, we're putting the cart before the horse here. But this is how I see it playing out. Now, there's a lot of rumors. And again, the internet is a cesspool of just rumors and allegations and all this and all that. But one of the that I saw that drew my interest was that in certain parts of the country, there were military sting operations set in place that were prepared for years in advance, kind of what Tim alluded to, that he knew that this was going to happen. And so Trump right now is making moves, removing the bad actors. And if you've noticed what he's doing, he's removing people from high positions of power, because this, he knows that this is going to come down to he's going to be rolling in the mud with these people. Right. And so he's doing this. He's removing these bad actors, bad politicians that have been sucking off the American teat. And I like it. I like when he does shit like this, because to me, it says another bad apple just removed from this, because there are people, bad actors who are fucking trying to undermine this president. And it's clear in the way that they did it. I'm talking about people in the Democratic Party who have ties to this Dominion software. And maybe we should be able to get into this now. But again, some of the rumors that are going out that the U.S. Army seized Dominion servers in Germany, they came out saying that, you know, if that's the case, right, they're working very quickly. Right. To gather this information. And they would have had to work with Germany to coordinate all this. Right. Because, again, they are grabbing this information as proof for evidence. Now, there's also something else interesting, dude. That did you know that this software, Jeremy, has origins with Hugo Chavez? The former dictator of. Yes, dude. So, again, if we go this route. We're showing uncertainty that this software is actually being used. And there's people are saying that the CIA uses this shit to create turmoil in certain parts, in certain regions of the world. And so the CIA has their hands in this somehow. And so let me play this out. This is what Rudy Giuliani said, dude. And so let me play
this
out.
There's also another part to that. So, because there's like three companies, right? Yeah. There's the middle company, Smart. I think it's like Smart Tech or something like that. They're like the middleman, but they have components into that system that are tied to the Chinese components. Mm-hmm. So we have Venezuelan companies started this chip components that are made in China, data going to to the company in Barcelona whose servers are in Frankfurt, Germany. So all your votes are being counted overseas.
Yeah, that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Like I said,
this is insanity.
Like I said before, in any one of those systems, all it's got to do is flip a bit. And congratulations, Biden. You know, there's got to be a better way.
Listen, the news media itself, when they were trying to draw doubt into the Trump election and how could Trump win, right? Because they weren't expecting him to win. Everybody believed the polls. So the news media came out with news reports now at that time saying, hey, and they actually did pieces on the software itself. And they talked about how it can be easily manipulated. There's one guy who actually testified in Congress and said, and he actually works in with the elections, whatever. And he came out and said, just give me 7 minutes. With this machine, and I can have it switch votes easily. Like he said, he was showing. I give me with a screwdriver, and this little thing, plug it in, and I can make this machine do vote however I want. That's insane, dude. And so again, they're gonna bring all this information, because notice what the Democrats were doing. They were boarding up the windows so that nobody could see. You know, again, they're gonna show all these videos, and they're gonna say, you just need 7 minutes. These people were coordinated. They were organized. And if I think that's the strongest case against this. Now, let me play go ahead.
I was wondering, what do you guys think? How high up does this go? I mean, does this go all the way to Joe Biden, or is it just the Democratic Party?
This goes, in my opinion, if we're really going to go and say the term, this goes to shadow government. This is shadow government right now. This is above the normal players. This is going to the tops of the CIA.
You don't think it's the just this is the Democratic National Party.
No, I think this is
John
like,
Brennan
like
and said. Clapper.
Yes.
And all, this is
a lot
honestly,
intelligence communities. Yes.
This is Shadowgate.
It is.
Unfortunately, we didn't want to talk about Shadowgate a couple months ago when Millie Weaver came out with that documentary, but everything they said in that, this is all playing. This is exactly what they talked about. In that documentary, they talked about these servers sitting in Germany and not the, the police thing, but everything they're talking about is playing out to a T.
To me, right now. This is the importance of why Trump. And thank God that man is in there, dude. Thank God that man is in there. If we would have had a Romney, no backbone. He's a fucking fighter. And I love it, man. And that's why they hate him. You know, there's a quote that says, you know, in a world of lies, people who speak the truth are hated. And that's what Trump is, right? We all say, well, he's bombastic. He's this, he's that. And maybe he shouldn't tweet that often. Now I'm like, no, Trump, fucking tweet the hell out of these motherfuckers in their own, on their own territory. This is why I love it, because he's doing it, because it's not just, you know, CIA and like Tim says, a shadow government. This is even the social media giants who are literally suppressing the will of the of American people, dude. Now, let's get back on track. Let me show you this video. Again, origins with Hugo Chavez, Venezuela. And this is not me saying it. This is the president's own attorney. What? Hold on.
The volume.
Yep.
But granted, everybody thinks Rudy's a kook.
Nah, this guy cleaned up New York. Trust me, dude.
I know.
Their evidence, Mr. Mayor, that people in the Democrat Party colluded with foreign governments to meddle in an American election? And if so, with what crime should they be charged?
Well, I can't say we can say right now that there's a connection with the Democrat Party. But I can say that Dominion is a very, very strange company to have selected for an American election. First of all, it's a foreign company. The Canadian company. It doesn't have much of a history except of problems. And it's really not even a Canadian company. It's owned by Smartmatic, which is a company that's owned by three Venezuelans. And that company was formed, strangely enough, by Hugo Chavez way back in 2003, 2004. And the purpose of Smartmatic was to fix elections, because Chavez, of course, didn't want to take a chance on not winning. So this company, Smartmatic, is the actual software that's inside the Dominion machines. So when the vote is being counted or tabulated, it goes to Smartmatic, the Venezuelan company, connected to Chavez and Maduro, which was until recently run by a gentleman who's very close to George Soros.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically have George Soros' good friend and business associate overseeing the counting of the votes.
This is insanity, dude. This is and if this is true, right? I don't see why Rudy Giuliani, the president of the United States, would be going on national TV saying this type of stuff. And it's not just him. The, you know, again, Lynn Wood, and you got Sidney Powell, you know, powerhouses when it comes to having a legal team representing. Now, if you again, Lynn Wood is the guy who robbed millions from CNN when they did their hit piece on Nick Sandman. And he came out and he gave a speech during the Trump, one of the rallies. It's a motivational speech. It gives me hope because this guy knows what he's talking about. And, you know, he talks about when he was approached, you know, to join the team. And I'm going to let him speak. But yeah, Tim, I know you wanted to chime in here.
No.
Oh, OK. All
no, right. I was just stretching my shoulder.
Oh, OK. My bad. All right. So let me play Lynn Wood, because again, a powerful message. I'm not going to play it all, but it's worth listening at least to the first few minutes of this.
With that being said, we have been able to bring someone into the fold, and I'm talking about someone who's probably one of the most brilliant minds, legal minds, in this country.
Yes.
If you think I'm lying, ask CNN. And some of those others who attacked everyday people and tried to destroy their reputation and change their lives forever. Y'all join me in bringing in a fighter who's fighting for you, for Georgians, and this president. Y'all welcome Lin Wu here.
Guy's so batshit crazy on Twitter, man. It's kind of funny.
He's awesome.
I love you too, if you're not behind the camera and you're a member of the media. How you doing? I was sitting around Tuesday night watching the election returns. I've loved politics all my life, since I first voted in 1972. And I saw what I assumed was going to happen. I saw President Trump building up what I believed was going to be almost a historic landslide victory. And then all of a sudden, every network, including Fox News, started doing what they do best. They started lying to the American public. And they took a victory from Donald Trump and they called it a lie. They took a defeat from Joe Biden and lied and said he won. And they sent you to bed, turning off the count of the vote, so you could wake up tomorrow, the next morning like I did, and go, what happened? What happened? When I was asked by President Trump to help him in Georgia and perhaps in other places around this country, I said yes. When former Governor Perdue asked me to help him, and Vernon Jones asked me to help, and the Republican Party asked me to help, I said the same thing I said when Nicholas Sammon asked me to help him. Yeah. I said the same thing I said when Kyle Rittenhouse asked me to help him. Yeah. I said yes, because there is a cloud over this country. And if we don't get it right and we don't figure out what happened that night, that cloud is going to get darker and darker until it turns into a storm cloud and we're going to lose our freedom. So it is time to fight back. I've heard over the past several months, maybe a little bit longer, they've almost neutered the word. Well, it's a constitutional crisis. This is a constitutional crisis. Let me tell you.
It is.
This is a constitutional question.
It is. I'm going to leave it there. Go watch this. It's a pretty 10-minute speech, but it's worth every minute. This guy, again, he's a legal giant when it comes to this shit. And he's going to be an asset to that Trump team. And he mentioned something about Fox News. And, you know, we've all been talking about it, how, you know, Fox News was the Et tu, Brutus, you know, the betrayal and you know, right now there is a mass exodus that's happening because of that. And it's not just there, it's through social media. I think our group, you know, we were using the Instagram, you know, group chat, and, you know, we got to take a stand against this kind of stuff. We got to, because he said, you know, we're going to lose this republic. If we don't do it right now, you know, we might not get another chance. And if we don't acknowledge that and we just say, well, let's just, you know, I get messages from people telling me, you know what, Nelson, you just accept it and, you know, move on. Why draw this out? You know, in my opinion, you're being naive.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, yeah, that's the worst attitude to take.
Yeah.
There, you know, it. It's blatant. Why would you assume? And I know why, because they're listening to CNN and they're listening to Fox and they're telling them, oh, well, there's zero evidence of this. You know, Trump's throwing a temper tantrum and there's zero evidence of any of this. It's like, no, there's evidence all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You got people signing legal affidavits saying, no, I saw them recounting Biden votes 20, 30, 40, 50 times. They ran that same thing through the machine.
Right.
And oh no, zero evidence. Yeah. It's just like, okay, like you said, clearly you can't trust the media. They're lying to people. And the people, I mean, we're supposed to, well, are we supposed to trust our news sources? Are we supposed to trust
that's why they've hated Donald Trump since 2015. When he started calling everybody fake news and everybody and people on his base were believe you were starting to like, wait a minute. And they turned on the media. They're like, oh shit, this is a problem.
It is a problem.
No, because they couldn't control the minds of everybody. Because what do they all say? If 10 people tell the same lie, it becomes truth. Because everybody's saying the same thing. And right now, everybody, including Fox, is all saying President-elect Biden. President-elect Biden. So everyone's like, Biden won. No, the media doesn't call. Doesn't determine president-elect. Sorry.
Right.
We covered that earlier in the show. But what the media doesn't tell you is, and to Linwood's point, and even Trump brings this out, but he never says the exact words, and I wish he just would. If you look at the Biden plan, Build Back Better. Build Back Better is not a Joe Biden plan. That is a UN initiative.
Yep.
And if you look at all these countries around the world, oh, now that COVID's here, we can use this pandemic as the reason to build back better to fix climate and political and economical changes.
Which is socialism.
So we're going to use. Right. Exactly. We're going to fix poverty, the climate and political issues around the world. So this is the global agenda that nobody realizes.
Right.
When you look at Build Back Better, Joe Biden's not original by no means. Donald Trump is the only one, regardless of all the bullshit, you know, you like him, you hate him, whatever. When he says America first, he's telling everybody, I am not submitting to the globalist agenda. And that's fucking pissing everybody off.
Yeah.
But the problem is the 75 million people that, you know, supposedly voted or 78 million, whatever, that voted for Joe Biden, they don't understand that a lot of them don't understand that this is a globalist agenda that Biden's pushing. That they looked at Orange Man bad because they would say, oh, he's so bad. Winners and losers, anonymous sources. Well, we don't have anonymous sources over here. We have real sources that say this is happening. Fake news. No.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for the PP tape, but Build Back Better is the Build Back Better policy is the globalist agenda. This is not me making it up. Go look it up. I even told, you know, because I looked at it a couple months ago and I think I brought it up on the show, but we didn't really cover it. But Build Back Better is the UN's global agenda that everybody's falling into line.
Are we out of the UN yet?
No, that's why they
should. Dude, are we out of who?
No, but that's why the the Climate Accord, the World Economic Council, like he wants to get out of all that because that's the global agenda. And people are freaking out because we were paying for the coup. We were paying for the globalist agenda.
Paying for our own corruption.
Well, with the CIA.
We were paying for all these countries' security, NATO. And Trump goes in and this is why they hate him. And this is why I believe that there's a lot of countries who colluded. Okay, because there's billions of dollars, Jeremy, billions of dollars that these countries are no longer getting. There's money there.
Yeah.
Those people are not happy. Now they got to, you know, because they flirt with socialism, but they don't defend their country. Who defends them? The number one country in the world. And Trump came in and says, shame on you. You know, slap the hand. Well, fuck. You're going to have to pay your own fucking bills. And they got mad. And this is what this is. We're seeing, and for people to walk around and think, oh, well, no, why? We live in, you know, America would never, you are, I'm sorry, you are naive to the point of stupidity, to the point of being dangerous to the world. This is what it's coming down to. And lines are being drawn. And if you want to be that person that says, well, you know what? I just don't get into politics because I'm going to worry about my 8-to-5 job. Sit back, sit down, you know? Some people are going to
vote. Yeah, don't vote.
You know, stay home, you know, and good luck. But for those of us who believe that this country is beautiful and precious and we must protect it, we have to be eternally vigilant. We have to speak out. And I'm doing that, dude. I recently I started posting shit that normally I would not have because I with my friends, I'll talk about it, but I wasn't putting this out. And, you know, I have people who coming out of the woods, dude, who I haven't heard for in a while, but they see my post and basically are saying, well, you know what? I thought you were, I had respect for you. I had this for you. And I just don't want to associate myself with people who are, you know, don't believe in facts and this and that. And I'm like, homie, like I'm the same person. Why does politics have to, you know, put you there? And now I'm not a human being. I'm, you know what I mean? Like, it is angering. But again, lines are being drawn and we need to take a stand against this. Now, I want to show you a couple more videos again on how corrupt and again, the Trump defense team is going on TV and they're talking about everything that's been happening. Now, this one here that I want to show you is regarding Pennsylvania. How Republican ballots versus the Democrat ballots. And this is the Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary for. What the hell? OK, here we go.
There was one system for Democrat counties. There was another system for Republican counties. You had the courts in Pennsylvania saying there's no way to fix your mail-in ballot in advance, except, as we have now found out, in seven Democrat counties. We have text messages that I've provided your producers, emails that are in our affidavits sworn that show that Democrat voters were being contacted, in some cases, by Democrat campaigns. And they could have been, it was voters in the Democrat counties that were contacted saying, your ballot's been canceled, you need to come fix it. Whereas we have other affidavits of people in Republican-leaning counties who say, tonight, I voted for 15 years absentee. I went to go turn in my ballot and was informed after the election it was canceled with no opportunity to fix it in advance. This is an equal protection violation. And Sean, let me add one more thing that's a new part of our filing tonight. It's this, that we believe in the counting process, that ballots without signatures, dates, and addresses, which are required by law, were counted in some Democrat counties, but not in some Republican counties. This would amount to potentially tens of thousands of ballots that were counted improperly, and we must look into this.
And then you have the issue in Georgia, where there is a 0.3% margin of difference in the vote. It's 0.8% in Pennsylvania, 0.3% in Arizona, 0.6% in Wisconsin, but where there were differing standards for those that, and that's because of a Democratic lawsuit. If you voted in person, you had one signature verification standard. If you voted absentee or mail-in voting, you had a whole different one because the Democrats sued and the Secretary of State went along with this ridiculous agreement.
That is exactly right, Sean. So it was one system of checks and balances there if you vote in person, another one if you vote by mail. And the Secretary of State, Sean, it's so important that your viewers understand how important these local elections are, that we're rigging this from the outset. Like Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, who is an avowed anti-Trump leftist, her Twitter feed says so. And what was she doing in advance? Telling the Supreme Court, we won't count these ballots. We'll put them to the side if they come in 3 days late, then changing her guidance. And today, big victory for the Trump campaign. She was rebuked by a court saying, no, you must listen to the legislature. That's what Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution requires. These Democrat Secretary of State, Sean, it's a huge problem for this election and elections to come.
It's many, many good points that were made there. And again, all the Trump team needs to do when they present their legal case, because there is, again, just a bunch of shit that they're going to present, is draw that uncertainty and draw enough of it to where the court can say, you know what, there's so much, it's broad, we need to go this route now. And I have another video. Again, this one is a bombshell. If this is true, it's revelatory on how insidious this system has become, and how the coup, because this is a coup attempt, if all this pans out and they prove this in court, this is going to be, I don't know how we recover from that, but let me show you this. You know what? I'm going to hold off on this because I sent this to you guys, Tim. It's a little long. I always say this, but we never do. So let me show you the article here, a little bit of the article. So I'm going to read a little bit of it. The 2020 election took place under a Trump declared national emergency that set an election day trap for the unauthorized accessing of election campaign infrastructure. And again, this is, I believe, the case that they're going to present. Right. So this is what they're saying. And again, this is a, I've never heard of these guys. And this was posted. Who published this? It was on some Twitter post. So let me read this. We have another major bombshell for you here regarding the 2020 election. Despite the intense malicious censorship of big techs, we're really becoming known for in-depth analysis and research. Right, let me just keep going. The story begins with the little-known executive order signed into existence on September 12, 2018 by President Trump. That order, available at whitehouse.gov, and if I click on here, it'll take me to, is entitled, Executive Order on Imposing Certain Sanctions in the Event of Foreign Interference in United States Elections. Right. This was done in 2018. Now, this was done in response to, if you remember, everything that was going on, the Russian collusion. So Trump signs an executive order. Now, in that executive order, which almost no one has covered since the day it was signed, President Trump declares a national emergency. That emergency is still in play to this day. And the 2020 election was conducted under this state of emergency, which is a crucial point to understand what's coming next. All right. In the executive order, the president also states that people and organizations located in part outside the United States are known to be able to, quote, interfere in or undermine public confidence in United States elections, including through the unauthorized accessing of election and campaign infrastructure or the covert distribution of propaganda and disinformation. So, again, the theory is that Trump has known all along, and this was one of their ways to basically entrap these fools who were these bad actors, bad people who are sucking off the teeth of the American bank, basically. It's interesting if this is true. I went and checked out the executive order. It is very, a lot of executive orders are general, right? They're not specific. They don't point out, they'll say a policy, right? This is what we're going to try to do. So, I didn't want to get too much into that but again, it's just another brick in the Eagles' defenses to what they're going to do in drawing, doubt into what happened. Now, Sidney Powell, I love that woman, is part of Trump defense team. And, she came out in an interview recently and she's talking about, you know, the amount of evidence that they have. And she says that they're about to release the Kraken. That's how she said it. Now,
Not to interrupt, but
go ahead.
Basically, America needs to see this because right now, you know, obviously people are saying, "Well, no, there's fraud," and because the people are listening to CNN and everything, they're being told, "Well, no, there is no fraud. It's just Trump being a big baby, right?" And we've said this several times so far,
right?
This stuff needs to get released. And I understand you can't just release all this stuff because you're building a legal case, right? You can't just throw all this out there. You're tainting evidence or whatever, however you want to call it. Right. So I understand, but this needs to get seen. It needs to get put out there so that people start realizing, oh yeah, I guess this is a problem, because right now they're just thinking, oh, it's just a big temper tantrum.
Right.
And it's just like, no. It's a crime. It's a goddamn national crime.
Right. It needs to be brought up to light, right? Sunlight is the best disinfectant, right?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
What?
The sunlight is the best disinfectant. He's trying to inject the sun into people.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Now, look, if Trump unleashes hell on these people, right, and he, like I said, he's getting in the mud with them, and like Tim said, you know, it'll look like he's making a move, a tyrant or a, what is it, a dictator move, right? A tyrannical move,
right?
So he may end up tainted. Now, I think he will fight. I think he's going to fight it through.
And, he definitely will fight,
and he's going to come out victorious. But then let me lay this out, because again, people are going to see him as a dictator. So he's going to fight, and if he comes out victorious, he'll resign and leave Pence there so that the confidence in the system can be restored. This is what I think, how I think this might play out.
Do you not know
Donald Trump?
I know. Yeah,
if he loves the country so much, maybe he's got to sacrifice himself.
Right, the Dark Knight.
here's the other. This is the other thing. Here's the other thing that we have to take in consideration.
Yep.
There is a. We never talk about this possibility that come December 8th, 14th, whatever the key dates are, he concedes. Sorry. You know what I mean? There could be that to where he's just drawing all this out and he concedes.
Trump? No.
I don't think he'll concede. Biden goes, we have to look at the possibility of a true Joe Biden, Kamala Harris.
Do you
administration.
Think
we have to
well sure it, have it's, to a, look it's at a possibility it, it's always been a possibility, but I guess my question to the idea of in the last minute someone conceding, what happens if this fraud investigation goes so deep into it at some point the Democratic Party just decides they're digging a little deeper than we like, yeah. Let's just have Biden concede,
right?
And just have this all go away, and we'll
it's not going away
in 4 years.
No, it's not going. Yeah. Well, this is not going away. This is
it. Shouldn't go away.
The gloves are off. And they're going for the throat.
Like Tim says, they put their cards on the table. They're all in. They're all in.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to.
Well, they can always get up from the table and leave.
No. They went all the minute they went in, and they went with the riots. That didn't work. Trump didn't do Insurrection Act where they can be like, oh, look at this. He's a dictator. COVID, you know, he let states do what they want. And now they're locking them down and people see it and they're not happy. Okay.
Right.
They put all the cards out on the table and this was the final one.
Right.
But and this is why I always say to me, this is going to be the greatest finale to any movie you've ever seen, because it's either going to end with Orange Man bag kicking and screaming out of the White House, or it's going to wind up blowing up not just the U.S. politics, but the this is going to possibly put, if we're going to go conspiracy, this is going to put a big dagger into the global cabal New World Order fucking plan that everybody said that doesn't exist. But when you read it, it's the U.N. basically putting it together and us funding it.
Yeah. I'm with Jeremy. I don't think Trump will concede. I believe a day of reckoning is coming for the Democratic, for the leftists in the Democratic Party and all these people who are trying to cheat. And I don't see him conceding. But the Democrats right now, they need to win. They need to win. And if all this shit comes to light and it's proof that some of these bad actors were in cahoots with all these people, I think the Democratic Party suffers a such a drastic blow, and I don't know if they may recover from that, because
do you think it'll dissolve?
It breaks the party. They would need to form a new.
I guess
the question is, let's say all the investigations come out, widespread fraud, Democratic Party head leader and all of it. The party decides, okay, well, obviously the party name is garbage. We have to dissolve it. Do they just start another one with the same people and start all over again?
Most likely,
keep a DNC. Look, it'll be a purge of the DNC, the Pelosi's, the Schiff's, the progressives might stay there. The AOC's, it'll just be known as the Progressive Party, the Bernie's, they'll be known as the Progressive Party. And they will always be the ones known to...
You don't think the progressives, the Bernie Sanders and the AOCs are involved in this as well?
Honestly, there's a reason why Bernie Sanders keeps getting screwed by these people.
Yeah.
And they don't even want him in the cabinet. He thought he was making a play to be like the economic,
Sorry, name on economics.
No, but the one to... Gotcha. Because him and Elizabeth Warren did a lot of campaigning for the Biden administration. And they are being kept away. They're putting all the lobbyists and all their people back in, and they're being screwed out. If I'm Bernie and them, they can't be controlled, because Bernie was, unfortunately, as weird as it sounds, he was trying to bring socialism here, but he was actually trying to, I do believe Bernie was actually trying to make people's lives better. Because when you look at what he says, he's like, Bezos is making all this money. And he's like, what the fuck? He's like, there is a big disparity in this country. And even Trump admits it. You know what I mean? He's like, there's got to be a fair share of what people pay. No. And I can understand. He talks about infrastructure, rebuilding the infrastructure. He's talked about offshoring. He's like, all these jobs are going overseas and people in America were losing their job. That is America first, mentality. That's why even Trump says, I gained Bernie supporters in 2016 because I was talking about America first, and that resonated with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ernie doesn't talk about the world Michael order. Moore, he talks about America.
Michael Moore said the same thing. You know, he because those people were left disenfranchised. You know, the blue collar people. You know, that the workers. Who the Democratic Party, they thought they were going to build this type of coalition. And right now it looks like Trump is the one building that coalition because he won that Midwest vote. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't believe any of the results that are coming out. He was robbed millions of votes. Now, on the same lines, you know, if the Democratic Party, you know, because we're saying, well, you know what, maybe like you said, Jeremy, maybe what they'll come out and say is, yeah, you know what? Biden concede because they're about to air our dirty laundry right now. And so they'll force Biden to concede. And I believe that is could have been a possibility in 2016 when Hillary Clinton lost. I think what they said is concede, bitch, or else, you know, they're going to fucking uncover all this shit that we've been because, I believe this has been going on longer than we think. And so this time they're not. This time they're going all in and they may have overplayed their hand. And that's why all this shit is coming out now, because if the Democratic Party wanted to ease the worry, right, of the rest of the American people, right, the 73 million who voted for Trump. And if they're calling for unity, because that's what they're all coming out on TV, they're saying, hey, it's time for unity. Why don't they call for the process to play itself out? Right. These are the same people who for 4 years were adamant about Russian collusion. Remember that. So Democrats, how do Russians influence elections? Let's think this through. What? Because this is what they alleged. Did they stuff ballots or was it through propaganda? Now, if it's through propaganda, right, then are they the Democrats admitting that the news media does play a role? And if the news media and social media plays a role in influencing elections, then they need to be neutral, right? But they're not. They are all pro-Democrat all the way. You can't turn them on. You watch them. They also suppressed the will of the American people, like I said earlier. You know, the voices of conservatives by propagating fake polls. Okay, let's think about this. Because if they're propagating fake polls, right, what are they trying to do? They're trying to discourage the American people and then say, well, you know what? Trump is losing. Why am I going to go out and vote? Right. This is what that does. Right. And the polls were terribly wrong, folks. They were wrong. They weren't just wrong. They were terribly wrong. Big time. Now, again, if it's meant to discourage the American people, because what happens is that, you know, you see a candidate who you want to donate to, but if he's losing, why support him? It's just throwing your money away, right? So again, the media, the role that they play, if Trump, you know, loses, it would have been because they were in cahoots with each other. So Democrats, if you are for uniting the country, why don't you ease the worries of the 73 million people who voted for Trump? But they won't do it because it's going to reveal a ton of shit that they were involved in. Let's see. This is going to be, like I
this
said,
is I'm big.
Not, yep.
This is big. This is big. I mean, you know, a great example, right? Outside of them. Oh, California closed. California won for Biden already. Whoa, people are still online voting. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in line, you're allowed to vote.
It's 9 a.m. Pacific time. What do you mean California's done?
So one of the other interesting things about that is talking about the money. You kept seeing, oh my God, toss up for Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. We're gonna take back the Senate and they're gonna lose. And everybody was getting pissed at Lindsey when every time he would be on Fox and saying, hey, $5-$10 goes a long way. Dude, they $100 million in the Senate race of South Carolina. The Democrats raised for Harrison, okay, who is there, who was supposed to be their socialist boy. He lost $100 million to try to flip a Senate seat. Those are things that need to stop. I'm sorry. When it comes to state elections, you know, like state of like Lindsey Graham, he's for South Carolina. Let the people of South Carolina do that. Don't send in this outside. Like, that's a lot of money being raised from people in California and Hollywood. Hey, we're sending all that money over to.
I think
so, but I guess
these super PACs, they're the biggest losers when it comes to this, because they threw a lot of money at a lot of these races and they lost.
Right. Yeah. If you're throwing $100 million at a bad idea, it doesn't change that to a good idea. Right. So I guess is.
So I'm going to show you now again, this I'm a little unorganized here, but I'm going to show you this video. Before I show you that video, let me see if I have, okay. So, going back to, you know, the news media and the Democrats and, you know, why don't they let this play out? The media does play a role. CNN came out, did this, and I think Tim sent us this, where they compare Trump to Nazis, but they want unity, folks. They want unity while they call, you know, Trump supporters and Trump Nazi. And these are the people that are okay with the Jewish persecution that's happening in New York. You know, the same people who are, you know, make rules for people, but they don't want to follow those rules for themselves. And they show them, they record them, you know, Cuomo, de Blasio, all these people who are locking down businesses and forcing people to, you know, basically starve. That's what they're doing, folks. Because if you can't pay your bills, if you can't freaking, how do you make a living? Right. So all these COVID fucks out there who feel proud about themselves and pat themselves on the back because they're for fucking health. Fuck you. No, you're not. There's a lot of other shit that's happening in this country that surpasses, you know. And I like I said earlier, man, I got friends messaging me, you know, saying that, you know, we lack compassion. And we don't understand this until one of our family members goes through this, right? This is how, what they do. They try to guilt you into submission. You know, you're not for healthy people, but, let me pass all these climate shit while I'm, you know what I'm saying? This is what they're trying to do. It's a sleight of hand. That's what the Democratic Party is. They flourish in that. And it's sick. It's sick that some people are willing to leave friendships because they deem you as, oh, you're the opposing party and I don't want nothing to do with you. And you should be smarter than that, Nelson. You know, I'm getting that, guys. And I'm done. I'm angry that people think this way. This is insanity. You know,
well, hopefully it's a temporary blindness, right? They're being bombarded with this basically lies, right? It's lies, lies, and lies. And you know, how do you handle that, right? Do you just go, okay, that's fine. You're from what you're hearing and what you're seeing, I can see how what I'm saying may seem wrong and offensive. But a year down the road, 2 years down the road, when a light is shine on what is really happening, maybe they'll change their mind and maybe they'll come back and say, dude, sorry, completely off base with that one. You never know. I mean, Heidi has had, and I have had family members that were just like, you know, it's that whole, if you support Trump, we can't be friends kind of a thing. You know, don't contact me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me on, you know, social media and things like that. And they've come back and said, oh yeah, sorry about that. That was dramatic. I'm sorry. I was really wanting Hillary to win. And when she lost, I was upset and blah, blah, blah. And it's just, you know, they come around. Hopefully they come around. And if they don't, then you know what? Are you better off without them? I think so. <That's true.
laughs> Well, and look at it like this, the people that are coming out and saying this to you, are they close friends, acquaintances, people, like you said, you haven't talked to them forever.
So it's a mixture, right? I have people who are, you know, I talk on a regular basis, and then I have people who, you know, every now and then, just because I started posting, they're not being engaged in, and they feel like they need to put in their two cents. And, you know, while they say condescending remarks, you know, and I stop them and I say, look, I can have a discussion. I love, you know, I have a podcast where I do this. I love talking about this shit. You know, I love it. Let's talk. But if you're going to be demeaning, if you're going to be condescending, I don't want to engage in that. you know? And, right. you
it's
know,
only they know how to
right.
talk.
Right. And so, you know, going to the point of, well, you know, you're not, what is it with Republicans and, you know, them we not caring about people? Well, here, let me show you this video here, because to me, this is something they need to answer. No, this is, it's funny, but at the same time, this is sad, guys. Let me show you this video.
Yeah, very sad.
This is how they're forcing grandparents to hug their grandchildren.
Is that like a cellophane wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and they're wearing like gloves and
who's doing this? Who's doing this?
Dude, I don't know. But the fact that it's being done, look, and this is just one example. You know what I mean? We're not talking about the increase in suicides in people that's happening. This is real, folks. Mental health is real, and lockdowns are increasing the rate of suicides. So to my dear liberal friends who say that I don't care about people's health, do you not care about people not, you know, trying to kill themselves because they can't live in the world where they're right. being locked in, where they're depression? Yeah.
People feel that they're being overdramatic. They should be like, well, in the name of science and grandma and everybody, they should just realize that what they're doing is patriotic and for their country and for their fellow. Yeah. No. Sorry. No, and, we're not meant to be stuck in a house in isolation.
And these people are telling me, well, you know what? You don't know it because you don't know anybody who's gone through it. And I've gone through it and I saw this and I saw that and da 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 da. And what I say all the time is we need to have perspective, right? The mother of a child or of a their son who decided to wear a seatbelt and died in a car that burned, if she advocates for no more seatbelts because this is how my son died, the world will look at her and say, but that's not how the majority of people, what the majority of seatbelts do, right? The seatbelts save lives right. more than they do. And so you have to have perspective. It's not me being not having compassion for that mother who lost that child that way. It has nothing to do with that. You have to have perspective. And we don't leave these decisions to people who go through that. That's why we as a society need to look at this and look, take a 5,000 foot view and say, is this solution that I'm offering, is it helping or is it making shit worse? And believe me, you're making shit worse, my friend. You know, because you're focused yeah. on that one single thing here. And oh, until it hits you at home, you would think differently about this. And I'm going to say this because I had a friend of mine. I'm not going to say who. And but Tim and I know who. So I have a friend of mine who recently got COVID. Right. And she tells me, she's like, you know what, Nelson, before I got COVID, I was one of those people that said, yeah, we need to make a list. We need to know everybody who has COVID. And her, because their thought process is, I don't want to be near somebody who has COVID. All right. She gets COVID. Okay. And now she's like, I'm on this side. And it, literally people are treating her like she has the plague. Like she's, you know what I mean? Like that's how, yeah. and she's like, and she feels bad. And she's like, you know what? Now being on this side, I don't want this. I don't want people to know that I have it because people is, you know, cause she hangs out with that spectrum of society that is hypochondriacs. And so, and they shunned her. Right. And so she feels that she can't say that she has it. This is sad, dude. And so we're not talking about what that's doing, right? So to my dear listeners who say, well, you don't know anybody who has it. Well, you don't know what it feels like when you do have it and you're being shunned by society, right? Because this has happened before, folks. They used to make them wear stars so that they could identify who they were. And they were shunned by society. And you guys know what I'm talking about, you know?
Yep.
And so this is where this is headed. And we have to be vigilant against this insanity. And like I said, I normally would not bring this stuff out, but I'm getting bombarded on my social media anytime I post something. And it's just this, you know, but we need to make a stand.
I hear you.
And we need to say what yeah. we need to say.
Yeah. Everybody I talk to, I'm sorry.
I have a very close friend who had to fly back to Illinois. This last Monday, I think it happened. His father, elderly gentleman, fell at the house, had a heart attack. He's been in the hospital for a week and a half now. They are not allowed to go into the hospital and see their dying and or dead. At this point, they think he's basically dead. And the hospital, so he's had several heart attacks. It's like his third or fourth heart attack. They're basically thinking at this point he's dead. The hospital is just keeping him
ventilator. Yeah.
They froze him. What? They froze him. It's got to be some sort of like medically induced coma or something, right? But basically, and they won't let the family go in and see him. The mother is she's mentally gone. It's a terrible thing. And the only time that they saw their father was when the nurse went in and FaceTimed the sister, my friend's sister, right? The daughter, his daughter. They FaceTimed him and she said he looked gray. He looked like he was already dead. And the hospital is just keeping him. And they're thinking that there's either two options. Either they're keeping him long enough for him to get COVID,
yep,
so that they can write it off as a COVID, or he's on state assistance. So the state is paying for every single day that this dead man is sitting in the hospital bed, taking up space, taking up nurses' times, when these people should be out helping other people. And they're destroying this family. They're killing this family by not letting them say goodbye to their father, because it's kids, it's grandkids, it's great grandkids that want to say goodbye to this person, and they can't. Mm-hmm. The hospital will not even let them in to say goodbye to their father, their grandfather, their great grandfather.
He's not the only case.
It is evil.
It's pure evil. And the fact that people don't kick in the fucking door and say, fuck you, and we allowed this to happen.
No,
this is the problem. We allowed this to happen. We let this happen in March when we said, you know what? We will accept your 15 days, slow the spread and help the hospitals.
Right.
That 15 days, they were like, oh, we got them. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
And they turned around and they flipped the entire script after 15 days that fucking states are still in lockdown. They never came out. And now they're going back. California, they were about to reopen. They pushed everybody back last week.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's insanity.
Fuck them.
So this whole time, California, I guess Disneyland has been keeping their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they're talking about closing it back down again, Disneyland's like, forget it. You're all fired. We can't afford to keep this going anymore.
Yeah.
Disney World, the other, 2,000 miles away, 2,500 miles away. They're up and running.
Yeah.
They're running with the lower crowds and you got to wear masks and everything, but they're up and running. Why California? Because you got your thumb holding them down, going, nope, you can't do it. Gavin Newsom, nope, you can't do that. You can't do that.
The Communist Commonwealth of California. Instead of the CCP, it's the CCC. Yeah.
So they are the
blueprint. They're the blueprint of what is to come in this country if Joe Biden goes into the White House on January 20th, 2021. Joe Biden walks in. What's going on in California is going everywhere.
And you know what's going to happen.
Florida
said that doesn't matter. They're not going to, even if Joe Biden gets in there and makes mandates, governor or whoever's like, no, we're not doing that. We don't care. This is the freedom. You don't get to just take away people's freedoms like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that will be the silver lining. What will happen is that Trump has taught a lot of these folks to fight. He has given them courage. And nothing's going to happen when you fight this bullshit. So what I think is now states will be like, no, fuck you, federal government. You're not going to come and do this shit. You're not going to come and lock us down. And every single state that is getting destroyed by liberals, right? Because they're fleeing their own goddamn fucking rules. They fled.
Yes.
And they're in Arizona. Yeah. Turning,
and the problem
turning
is they're coming to Arizona.
And
exactly.
They should be allowed to vote.
Screwing stuff up.
Yeah. If you're fleeing your state because you're upset about high taxes and all this chaos going there and lockdowns, don't come to my state and change it because, I'm still a Democrat.
Right.
No.
Go to a state that already has those policies.
Go. Yeah. If you're in New York, go to Pennsylvania. Well, they're locked down. Don't go. Because there was an article too that from the Post that people got really pissed about. People, these girls in New York, they're like, we're leaving New York and we're going down south. They said, stay in New York. They said, don't. I mean, they already moved, but they're like, they moved to South Carolina. They're like, you guys need to learn. You don't go to somebody else's house and fucking rearrange the whole thing. You walk in there. Yeah, you want to bring it better, bring jobs and everything, but do not change my way of life. I like my guns. I like my freedoms. Don't come down and say, well, we need to tax the rich to pay for education. That was the dumbest thing Arizona could do. Prop 208. Because that, you know what's funny? I hope none of that money, they're all saying the money's not going to actually go to education. I hope it doesn't.
No.
I hope it doesn't.
No.
I hope I hope we go down and they go, why is Arizona so dumb still? Oh, what happened to Prop 208?
Every election. Oh, we're doing this for the kids.
Right. It's
we're
never
doing
ending.
This for the teachers. And it's for the kids. It's for the kids. Ending. Kids, the kids, the firemen and the police officers, they all have the string directly to the heart. Pull that heartstring, man. Oh, we need to help the students. Yep. We need to help the teachers. The firemen need help. The policemen need help. Okay. We'll give them a little, raise my taxes another percent. And then that money doesn't go to where it needs to go.
No, it goes to the
lie
fucking
after lie
unions.
After lie.
It goes to the same fucking unions.
And so it's just like
that. Then look, this is what happens.
The answer is no.
All that money goes to unions who then fund their own freaking candidates, support their candidates. And it's a cycle. It's a cycle, dude. Yeah. Oh, we need more money for this. It's just goes from this hand to that hand.
Stop. In my house, it stopped, man. Every time something comes up, we need another whatever bond or whatever for more school, whatever. No. There's already enough money going to the schools. You figure out how to spend that money better.
Right.
You know, if I'm running a business and I'm spending, millions of dollars a year on something that's not working, guess what? You stop spending money on that and you find something else to spend that money on to make things work. Yep. It's just garbage and I'm done. It's like, no, you want money for schools? Nope. Sorry. You want money whatever.
What they should do,
fix what's broken.
This is why they'll do it through laws, because it's coerced. So taxation is theft, folks. You know, all every form of tax, especially income tax, that's theft. Because again, liberals can pass their policies and make you feel guilty, right? If you believe in this so much, why don't you, out of the goodness of your heart, give that money and don't force the rest of us to do it, right? Because again, it just propagates bad actors. That's what we do when it's coerced, when it's forced. Anyways, let's bring it back into the show. So the Million MAGA March happened this weekend, and Political decides to
99-100 people showed up.
let me show you this article. And again, folks, if they're lying to us about this, what else do they lie about? This is Politico's post. A week after the presidential race was called for Joe Biden, by who, Politico? Hundreds of Trump loyalists converged on the nation's capital. Hundreds, right? And then, so they show you this way, bro. And then so you look at people who are commenting. Oh, look, hundreds. This is the crowd. Just so they get clobbered. People are like, oh yeah, look. Let me look at more comments.
They want to know why people can't trust the media.
Yep. There's no reason.
That is the reason
media.
Why.
Yes,
they can't be honest with people, because if they show that there's still a big support of the people, going to. It goes because they know what happens next. Yeah. They know what happens next. If they get their way, they know what happens next. Come January 20th. You got 73 million people that are going to go from marching to disobeying. And you can't put 73 million people in a gulag. Sorry.
No,
it's going to it is. It's becoming
especially
a push. Becoming...
Most of them are well armed.
Exactly. You know what? Some of them have been waiting for the Civil War. They've been training for the Civil War. You know what I mean?
True.
These people, these are the people who go out and shoot for fun, folks. This is the ones you want to start. You know what I mean? Like, they go to target practice on the weekends for fun. These are fools you want to start a war with. Okay. See how that goes for you. Yeah. And now, like I said, so now you have Whoopi Cushion, or whatever her name is, calling for
Whoopi
unity.
Goldberg.
Whatever the dumb bitch.
No, are you referring to
Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Cushion.
She calls for unity.
That you weren't referring to somebody else.
She calls for unity, right? Because
unity.
Unity.
Alan Murphy, unity.
Now. That bitch can't even say Trump's name. Like, she comes out saying, you know, like she can't say Trump's name. And now, you know, she's calling for unity. So let me, Ben Shapiro destroys her. I just got to play this video for you because Ben Shapiro does what he does best. Oh, shit. Hold on.
And then we get Whoopi Goldberg, the specter of Whoopi Goldberg, saying that we have to suck it up. You know, we sucked it up when Trump won. In what way did Democrats suck it up when Trump won?
Flip your screen, man.
4 long years of you whining that Trump wasn't the actual president of the United States. Not Sorry. Hashtag not my president.
I fucking hate Ben
Shapiro. The Women's March.
Hey, hey! Uh-huh.
Women's March.
Donald Trump has got to go! Hey.
We got huge Black Lives Matter protests throughout the summer. The idea being that Trump was the font head of systemic American racism. We got the media and their collusion narrative.
Bombshell.
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 The biggest bombshell.
BuzzFeed's latest bombshell.
Bombshell.
That went on for years on end despite lack of evidence.
Back to Russia and Russia and Russia.
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 Russia's in
Russia.
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 Russia. Russia.
Russia.
Russia.
We got an impeachment. At what point did Democrats actually come to terms with the fact that Trump had won? They never came to terms.
I mean, obviously, I can beat him again, but, you know, just...
Again?
But spare me. Like, really, all this stuff is just... Ugh. All these people who are unwilling to accept the results of election now going, you know, you guys, you got to grow up. I'm not willing to hear that from you. I'm sorry, Whoopi Goldberg. I think you have no leg to stand on here. Here is Whoopi Goldberg.
When you know who was elected 4 years ago... You know, Hillary Clinton didn't say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. Stop the count.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president who got illegitimate foreign help.
She didn't say, this isn't right. I'm not going for it. She didn't say any of that. So all of you, suck it up. Suck it up like we sucked it up. And if you are not sure that you're comfortable with Joe Biden, do what we did. Find things and then take it to the law. And if the law says it's something to look at it. But from now on, suck it up.
Okay, that is literally what is happening right now. People are literally going to the courts. They're literally filing affidavits. Okay, so in the meantime, Attorney General William Barr, he has put out a memo to assistant U.S. attorneys all over the United States telling them that if they see credible evidence of election fraud, then they should investigate it. This is being taken by the media as a sign that William Barr has militarized on behalf of the Trump campaign. Literally, he changed no legal standard. Okay, so the headlines are, William Barr initiates investigations, and the media are like, yeah, but we don't see any evidence of serious widespread voter fraud. That's not what the letter says. So here's what William Barr's letter actually says. He's the attorney general. Here's what he actually says. And by the way, people are saying that this is him, you know, basically trying to please Donald Trump, that this whole thing is about him trying to appease Donald Trump because Donald Trump doesn't want to accept that he lost the election or something. What if the reason that William Barr is doing this, I mean, here's a possible take. What if the reason William Barr is doing this is because, number one, there may actually be credible allegations of voter fraud out there that are worth investigating. And two, if there are not, it is good for the DOJ to be on record saying that they were investigating those things so people feel more safe and secure after the election is over.
Exactly.
Did it ever occur to anybody that the reason this process exists is so that when the election is over, people at least are able to point to the court cases and to the investigations and say they came up empty? Right. It turns out that the Mueller investigation, it was bad and it was badly predicated, but the Mueller investigation did justify Trump's claims that there was no collusion, made it very difficult for Democrats to claim there was collusion. Well, after this election, let's say that the DOJ comes up with no serious allegations of widespread voter fraud. It's going to be a lot easier for people to point to that and say, okay, there was no widespread voter fraud that decided the election. The purpose of the process is not to come to a preset end. The purpose of the process is to ensure the integrity of the election.
Exactly. I'm going to stop here. So, I love it, man. These people want unity. They want unity.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. They say they want unity, but you know,
they want compliance.
Yes, that's the word. That's why right here.
They want you to unify on their side.
No, that's why he was going to change the shirt. He was going to change the shirt. I said, no. This is a perfect shirt because they want compliance. They want compliance.
I love
like,
compliance.
Why is he changing his shirt? Nobody wants to see Nelson changing shirts. All right? Stop that.
When I first got there, he said, I love. I was like, hey, does your shirt say I love cock? He's like, no.
You're disgusting. All right. So a message to our wobbly listeners, because again, we had the MAGA march in Washington, D.C., and the same people who are calling for unity our wobbly listeners who voted for Creepy Joe. This is what you voted for, okay? Because Orange Man Bad, this is what you voted for. Look at this insanity, dude. Look at this. These are Trump supporters. This is towards the end of the day, you know, and this is what they went through.
And then you got these females going to punch people in the face, sucker punching them. And then if you turn around and clock one of them, oh, you're abusing women. Like, sorry. If you're going to sit there and start chasing me and fighting me and hitting me, yeah, eventually you're going to get knocked out. Sorry.
Yeah, this is sickening.
And silence. Silence from the news media. They're not even covering this shit, dude. But trust me, if this was reversed, if Biden throws a campaign and you had the Proud Boys going out there and harassing people like this, you know, there's tons of videos, guys. We can sit there here all day and just watch all these of Trump supporters being chased out of D.C. by BLM and these Democrat supporters, these Biden supporters. This is what you voted, my dear wobbly listener, who Trump was just too much for you. You know, this is what you're going to get. And it angers me because they justify this. Well, because the Trump supporters are full of hate. So we're going to punch them because they're full of hate. We're going to punch them. No. And they feel justified because you punch Nazis.
Yeah.
And this is the insanity that Biden would bring, and they'd be justified doing this. More of this. Let me show you. She punches a girl in the head.
Sucker punches. Sucker punches.
These people are clearly trying to leave. They're clearly walking away from the crowd, and the crowd is, you know, these mobs. But silence from the news media. But you feel good because you voted for Biden, because Biden is not bombastic like Trump. This is what you're going to get, folks. Another one. Let me show you this one. This one angers me because it's evil.
And you know what they'll say? That he was the one instigating it by putting his thumb up. And if he would have swung at any of them, he was dead.
He's dead.
The fact that he actually just got walked away with some water squirted on him, he's lucky.
Here's what angers me more about this video, dude. This is what angers me more. And this comes from somebody, you guys know me. I like video. I like to record. I like to edit video. I've been doing this for years. But this shows the state that we're in as a society and the decay of society. That you see tons of people with cameras. I'm assuming reporters or just freelance people who are just out there recording this stuff. And nobody is defending these people. Watch this again, and with that in mind. And to me, that's a sad state of affairs that we're in. Oh, sorry.
That's just...
everybody recording, and they get in positions where they can record this better. Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is all the cameramen just moving around. Oh, look at nobody. This.
Not one man. No courage.
Because they're on the same. Yeah. This is evil, dude.
This is what we will get more of. Right? And like you said, Tim, people are going to look at this and they're going to like, "Oh, look, he had his thumb up. That's it.
He's a Nazi. He deserves to die because, you know, these guys are a traumatic experience with, you know, Donald Trump and systemic race." Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing a systemic race. You know, we have a systemic problem in this country of fucked up media. We have a systemic problem of fucking these people being entitled. We have a systemic problem of them having zero accountability. Okay, that they can literally throw fucking fireworks at people eating dinner and not one cop arrest them. Okay, they can literally walk into hotels and throw fireworks in there at people. Okay, they can go up to a woman walking with her kids, harassing her and her kids.
Yeah, okay? Let me show you that video.
And we're not supposed to do something?
Let me
and
show
then
you
last
this video.
Night, the Proud Boys fucked them up. And you know what they were saying? That they would, the one of them that was causing problems on the Antifa side, he's in every video of Postmix. He's like, oh, they stuck an 8-inch blade through my thing. Good thing I had this cover. Dude, his armor didn't even look like it was pierced, dude.
This is a...
Yeah. And they were like, see, Proud Boys are evil. Fuck you. You know what? If fuck people em. Say I'm proud to be Antifa, I'm cool to be a Proud Boy because you know what? I'm going to fuck you guys up.
Yep. Yep. Now, let me show you this video that Tim is talking about. Children doing children being harassed and not understanding what's going on. This one. But you know what the Democrats do? They walk around with a cane because they can't see when it comes to this shit. Oh, I don't see nothing. And they contribute to this. This is why we need to fight this. And this is why that Donald Trump, that man, courageous man, needs to stay in office and he needs to fight this shit because this shit is not going to end. It's only going to get worse with a Biden presidency. And let me show you this video, man. This is fucking angering.
Got little kids with them. Got little kids.
Yeah.
And there was another one with a mom with two little girls in a stroller, and they were harassing that mom.
This is in D.C.?
Yeah.
This is from the MAGA March? MAGA March?
Yep.
Yeah. And
almost 1 million people. I'm hearing all different numbers. So between 1.5 to 500,000, I'm hearing, were there. Not one building was burnt down, not nothing. They peacefully protested. And then when these fuckers showed up, because Antifa, they showed up at the end exactly the way whatchamacallit, you know, all the people that follow Antifa, they said, the march is going to be fine. It's when it's over, be careful. And sure enough, to a T. And even Postmick, again, he was on it. He's like, guys, we warned you. We told you what they were going to do. And you guys did not call in National Guard. You didn't call in the riot squad. You did not prepare and you let this happen. And then a lot of people started, you know, Trump, you know, a lot of people on the right started going after Trump. They go, yeah, has Donald Trump ever actually helped his supporters? When they, you know, year after year, all he does is tweet law and order. And where's the law? Like, he could have called in the National Guard himself and said, fuck it, you know what? This is chaos. Or put a reward out there and say, hey, I'm going to offer the Trump campaign's going to offer $10,000 for anybody that leads to these people's arrest for, you know, harassing or punching people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
insanity. People started criticizing. It's disgusting. And guys, regardless if he wins or not, if the Democrat, anybody that supports him, all of us, anybody that on the Republican fucking voter roll, oh yeah, you're on their eyesight. They're looking for you. Coming.
Yeah.
Get ready to fight. I hate saying it, but get ready to fight because it's not going to stop.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. And even, you know,
I'm ready.
Yeah. I know you're ready. I'm going to head to Arizona, man. That's where we're going to make our stand. But look at this. We're going to leave it there. Unfortunately, we didn't cover a lot of stuff that I wanted to cover, but we're going to leave it there. And as we
never do
on every episode, we always got to end it on that happy note.
Happy note. Yeah.
So I actually shared this one with the group. So Tim's already seen this one, but Jeremy, I think you're going to get a laugh at this. So Pornhub came out and published their most popular search. Pornhub comes out.
I saw it before you posted. I saw this. I was going to send it to you, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
So they published their popular search during this whole week. You know, they called it the erection week.
Instead of election week,
they called it erection week. Now let me show you
the president erect.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're saying is this is the most popular search results by state. So let me. This is funny, dude. So if you want to, can you guys see that, or is it too blurry?
Anal Wyoming pregnant.
Anal cream pie.
No. Look at Wyoming.
Wait, New Mexico pregnant. Says Fortnite.
Fortnite. Yeah. No. Look at Florida. Fortnite? Look at Florida over here. What do they have?
Trump.
I guess Trump is the Florida man. Florida man.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Guys, what
dude,
about
his grandma?
Arizona, Navajo. What? Is that a play on Navajo?
I don't know, but now I want to look it up.
I don't know. Look it up.
I'm in the right state, though. Look it down here. Pennsylvania.
Badass.
Yeah, you are.
Good job. No. Wyoming.
Louisiana's pregnant. Popeye.
Pregnant. Wyoming is pregnant.
But why would you be Louisiana? Why would it be Popeyes?
Look at Connecticut. What the fuck is going on in Connecticut that this is what you're searching for?
No, because with Popeyes chicken, that's right. Louisiana chicken.
Right. But they're eating chicken.
No, I think
they did.
I think people put in dumb shit just to see if there's people actually eating Popeyes.
Well, I'm assuming this is from Pornhub itself, right? Yeah. You're putting this search in Pornhub.
Hold on. Let me go to DuckDuckGo.
No, look at the Connecticut one. They have wedgie.
Wedgie.
Oh my God.
What's it say above vote there next to it?
Where? Oh, District of Columbia.
District of Columbia. Okay. Vote porn. What?
Vote.
Some of this looks stupid.
Yeah.
It seems to me as though some people don't realize that Pornhub is not a search engine.
Exactly. They're probably trying to use it
Google.
As a search engine. I thought you guys would like that. Okay. So this next one here, this one's actually for you, Jeremy.
Oh,
they're all for you.
But apparently you've already shown them all to...
No. Tim has seen this one. I'm going to share this one with you.
Foot job. New York is foot job. Good one, New York. Ooh, Deadpool.
You gotta watch it again.
I gotta watch it again. Dude, that had to be staged. That had to be.
Yeah, that was.
It's too funny staged. Though.
I don't know, but he took a good shot to the balls. That there's no protection in those things.
Yeah.
You're exposed.
Took it right. All right, we'll leave it with this one. We'll leave it with this one. This one's a little nostalgia for you guys. And let me play this guy.
Nate. What did we just find in 2020?
Ain't gonna believe it.
What the? Oh my God.
It's like glowing, bro. Like there's rays of light coming down. I don't know. Like I'm not even playing. And it's got the newest
release. Holy cow. Wow.
And that crazy. Watch
Bend,
this.
Oregon still has a blockbuster. Wow.
All right, look at this part right here.
What, the arrow?
No, watch. Listen, watch this. This is actually pretty, brings back memories, man.
From 9,000 locations down to just one.
From nine, so it's the last, it is the, last, what, the last one.
The last.
Oh, wow.
Why did I get emotional right now?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm crying.
Oh my
crying.
God! You know what?
You're crying.
It just remembers, you know, like the simple times, right? Cheers, fellas, to simple times, man. What was the first movie you guys rented when you got your first membership, your membership card? Do you guys remember?
I remember. I remember this was even before Blockbuster. I mean,
I used to go to the local video corner, store. Video Vision.
We would go there. And this is how far back it was. VCRs weren't even really a thing. You would go there and rent
a VCR. Yes.
A VCR.
Yeah.
Yes.
You would take it home and you would rent a couple of movies or whatever, right? Long weekends, summer vacations or whatever. You would go rent the VCR. You take it home, plug it in your TV, put the video in, watch it, and then you would take it back. I remember the first one we rented was E.T.
Oh.
Back when, because E.T. was like one of the first movies that came out on VHS.
Yeah, I mean,
other than the porn was obviously the dedicated
yes, VHS versus
audience. Yeah,
but, yeah. All my VHSs when I was like a kid, like because when I was a kid, I was really, you know, really big into, you know, like WWF and all that. So my parents always, my mom always took me, and I used to get all the, you know, wrestling videos and all that and watch that shit, you know. And then there's always movies, but we had bootleg cable, so I'm like, I didn't need video vision. You know, so what I mean? I needed it for the wrestling.
What was the age? I think what was it? 16? You had to be to get a membership.
I think it was
16.
I don't remember. Yeah,
16 well, anyways, or 18.
I
was probably too old at that point.
So I didn't get mine till I didn't get mine till like I was I think out of high school. I remember I got my first. And what I was thinking is, I know the first movie I rented with my membership, and it was actually The Matrix. That was the actual first movie
that I rented with
my membership.
I couldn't tell you which one I first rented when I was old enough to do that. That was
It was one of those where I was watching it with friends because we, you know, a buddy of mine used to live right next to, close to me. And we're like, let's go to Blockbuster, man. And I'm like, I don't have a membership.
Yeah.
You should get one now.
So the first house I bought after, you know, the first house I bought, when you pulled out of the neighborhood, the main entrance and exit to the neighborhood, as you pulled out right in front of you, was the Blockbuster. I mean, it was literally right on the corner as you left the neighborhood, right? So you could walk there. And it was in a shopping plaza. They had everything there. Yeah, they had the, you know, there was a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
There was a everything.
Yes.
It was like, you know, date night or whatever. You just go grab a movie, grab a pizza or whatever. And
it's crazy how, you know, you look back at that time, you know, because you remember, it just happened, and the world was so different. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think kids are missing something. Like, and to me, because it was just a whole experience. You know what I mean? Like going to a Blockbuster, and you know, okay, you get to pick two movies. You get to, you know what I mean, and then just going home with a stack of tapes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
100%. 100%. I mean, we have this conversation all the time.
Yeah.
The times were simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seemed to make sense. The world kind of made sense. Your life made sense. Once we started getting more into this digital world and fully connected and, you know, like everybody putting their stupid fucking thoughts out there that makes no sense, that causes ripple effects, you posting a video of, you know, in support of the president, you lose friends now. That used to never happen. You used to be able to have dialogue with somebody and it would make sense. And people would be like, wait a minute, somebody said what, something, when? No, I'm not believing that because I need proof. Now people be like, oh, see, they reported there's anonymous sources. It's got to be real. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Like, it's so accessible that people believe every little ding and every little thing they read. And
yeah, it's on my phone. It's on my computer. It has to be true. But now,
and then you go onto these social media, and if you get so quick, and it's happened to me where I've, you know, shared something with people, you know, like with our group, and I'm like, oh shit, that was a bot account. People are, you know, people make fake accounts and you don't realize it because you're just used to seeing people in your feed. But then you see other people, you know, showing up and you're like, oh shit, they didn't have the check mark next to them. Like, that's a bot. You know what I mean? You know, or somebody's just spreading misinformation and you're just like, holy shit, just put it away. You know what I mean? Like, go hang out with friends, but you can't hang out with friends no more because, you know, people are locked up and political decisions. Now you got to go on a dating site and specify you go on a date, like you have to talk politics. Like, what's your political belief? Bitch, no. You know, like,
well, to be true, you know, to be honest about that, right? If you are actually dating for the intention of dating this person for a long period of time, those kind of things are important. If you just want to meet for a night, have dinner, you know, do some stuff at the house and then never talk to her again, then yeah, you don't need to know her political affiliation.
Right. I would really love to sample these dating sites. No.
Well, okay.
No. Sampling the profile and look at it and see how many on there are conservatives and how many on there are Democrats. Because most conservatives, they don't, they're like, all right, whatever, you know, they try to stick with it, but if like, if you're liberal, whatnot, cool. But it's the other side that put, if you like Donald Trump, don't swipe left. You know what I mean? You don't see conservatives saying like, if you like Bernie or Biden,
exactly,
if you go to swipe left. You know what I mean? So it'd be really interesting. Right. But then when you look, and then when you look at those girls, you're like, oh, there's a reason why you're. You know what I mean? Like, you're one of those.
As somebody who's on a ton of dating sites, you are so right about that, Tim. I have yet to see a post like this. If you voted for Biden, swipe left. Never. I run into, if you support Trump, you know, left, don't waste your time. I see that a lot. And, you know, it's important to them or whatever. Cool. You know, but you like Tim says, you know, you don't see this site
because you don't. You don't want to be involved with that person. You don't even want to go to lunch or dinner with that person.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay.
Yeah, you do.
You want to, you want to buy her dinner.
I think it's based on.
Because I know what comes next.
You said it right, Jeremy. Here's what I feel like. You're getting to know somebody, right? Somebody who speaks their political beliefs. You're right. For me, it would be, you're filtering yourself out. Great. I don't have to waste my time in that. But it depends on what your purpose is on being on those sites, right? If you're just looking for a good time, then that shouldn't matter, right? But we'll leave it there. I wanted to show you guys that video of Blockbuster Man because, again, it's nostalgia.
That was nostalgic.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie, man. It's an era gone. It is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. But we might leave those platforms because they're kind of pushing us out. Yeah. And we just started YouTube.
We're on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on MeWe, fucking Rumble. We're on everything. We're on everything. Just go look for us.
We didn't even cover that. Anyway, so give us a like, follow, and share some of the content, and we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Release the Kraken!